Get ready to smile again with radio's home folks, Vic and Sade, written by Paul Reimer. Vic and Sade, it's brought to you by Procter & Gamble, the makers of Ivory Flakes.
Ivory Flakes. With their gentle care, your clothes will give you up to twice the wear.
Margaret McDonald, you're grinning all over your face.
I was thinking about something. A friend of my young niece came to spend the night yesterday. She's 16 and terrifically clothes conscious.
Mm-hmm.
So I was telling her about Ivory Flakes, how gentle Ivory Flakes care gives up to twice the wear.
What's funny about that?
Nothing. But I heard her talking on the phone later. And this, if you please, was her translation. Ivory Flakes are a bear for wear, she said. Just suds your duds in Ivory Flakes, and you can be a drape shape in last season's dry goods.
What a language. But I get the point, don't you, friends? She means the blouses and sweaters and house coats you're wearing this year can stay bright...
Just lovely.
...as much as an extra season. You'll get up to twice the wear.
That's so true. You know, friends, Ivory Flakes are mild.
They're the flake form of pure ivory soap.
Why, we saw things washed over and over in Ivory Flakes. For instance, a lovely slip was washed, I believe it was 60 times, wasn't it, Ed?
Sure was.
Now, washed that many times the wrong way, with the wrong kind of soap, that slip could have been a wreck. The color all faded. The seams frayed.
Well, the point is, how did it look after 60 washings in Ivory Flakes? Are you going to tell us, or are you saving it for Ripley?
No. Believe it or not, friends, that slip looked practically new. It was soft, bright, lovely.
That's Ivory Flakes care for you. Friends, try it for your rayon stockings, too. The ladies tell me nightly washing in Ivory Flakes keeps rayons fitting better.
Oh, lots better. And you know, in strain tests that were made, rayons washed in Ivory Flakes lasted twice as long.
Twice as long as stockings washed with the wrong kind of soap.
And your other nice clothes, friends, give them gentle Ivory Flakes care. You'll get up to twice the wear.
And now, back to Vic and Sade. Well, sir, it's a few minutes past 12 o'clock noon as we enter the small house halfway up in the next block now. And here in the kitchen, we find Mrs. Victor Gook all by herself. Mrs. Gook is at the telephone, chatting brightly with a friend, and the laughter we hear has a note of nervousness in it. Listen.
Mr. Ogle, I bet I'm the most scandalous lady that ever choked Billy Patterson. I'm not fixing dinner for my family this noon. No, that's the truth. No, I'm working with a dress pattern, and I'm just letting my family starve. Yes.
What's going on here that's so funny?
Hello, Willie.
Hi, where's dinner?
Got it with you.
No, where's dinner?
Russell just walked in, Mr. Russell. Will he be furious when he hears the news?
Well, what are you winking at me for?
Where's dinner?
No, see, Miss Donahue gave me this idea for the dress pattern, and... I didn't want to forget any of the details, so I... Yeah. Uh-huh. And anyway, I'd lost all track of time. But... What, Miss Trouble?
Something is radically wrong here.
Your family's home, huh? Well, go sit them down to their dinner. You bet. Oh, I'm the most scandalous lady that ever pulled their shoes up by the roots. All right, Miss Trouble. Surely, I will. Goodbye.
I was just saying to nobody in particular. Looks like there's something radically wrong around here.
Really, baby, I'm the worst mom on the face of the earth. Did you hear what I was telling Mr. Ogle?
Well, I heard you tell
it. I never fixed any dinner.
I was about to express the opinion and didn't
look
like it.
Would you and your father be wonderful, wonderful, wonderful fellows this noon?
And not eat any dinner?
I thought you could make out a meal with what there is in the pantry. See, what happened, I got this dress pattern idea from Miss Donahue, and I started right in immediately cutting it. And once I'd done that, I felt like I had to stay with it. And besides, I lost all track of time. And remember, at the breakfast table this morning, you and Gov both hollering it was too hot weather to eat?
Yeah, but gee whiz.
I've never pulled off a stunt like this on you fellas before in my life.
What is there in the pantry?
Oh, there's a grand lovely can of vegetable soup, a can of fish, and lots of milk.
Where are you going?
Back to the dining room. I got my dress material spread all over the floor, so for goodness sake, don't come in.
By George, I never know.
I bet you and Gov can make out magnificent if you try. And tonight I'll make it all up to you. I'll fix you the nicest supper you ever saw. Anyway, like you and your father both complained, it's too warm weather to eat heavy meals. Or you just get to the pantry and get the grand, lovely can of soup and this fish.
Hey, Diane, too, Evelyn.
Hello, Bob.
You're looking fine.
I feel fine.
Mom in the dining room, are you?
Yeah.
Why does she scream and yell?
She's screaming and yelling at me.
Why don't you answer her?
She's not asking any questions. She's telling something.
Where's dinner?
Mom will explain.
It's a sluggish, sticky day. I'm glad I'm not attending a weenie roast.
Uh-huh.
I would prefer to be our northern friend, the salmon, who swims about in the cool waters of the Columbia River.
Was that Bob just come in?
Yeah.
Really?
Sure.
Don't come in here.
Why not?
He's cutting out a little dress pattern.
What?
She's cutting out a little dress pattern.
I'm not afraid to go in there while she's cutting out a little dress pattern.
Well, there's goods and stuff spread out on the floor. Mom's afraid we'll step on junk.
Vic?
Yeah?
You very hungry?
Yeah. Where's dinner?
Mom wants us to fish around in the pantry and get ourselves
to eat. Pipe down, will you? I can't hear with everybody talking.
Well, I was explaining why dinner.
Pipe down. Hey, kiddo.
Oh, yes?
What is it you're saying?
Well, can't you hear me?
Yeah, but this prairie chicken was shooting off his jaw at the same time.
I asked you if you'd be a real nice sport this noon.
I'm a real nice sport every noon.
Mama says to get up our own dinner today.
Please hold your chin, Sam. You say you want us to get our own dinner this noon?
What?
Did you say you want us to get our own dinner this noon?
Yes, Mrs. Old Person, why don't you? I want you to get your own dinner so I can get a start on this pattern. Don't dare leave it now. You'll find another can of vegetable soup in the pantry, can of sardines, and loads of fresh this morning's milk.
Soup and sardines and milk don't sound like such a hot meal.
No, they don't. And I'm hungry as a horse.
Ben?
Yeah?
You and Russ will look after yourself this noon, and tonight I'll make it all up to you. I'll fix you the tastiest supper you ever saw.
What is that last?
You and Russ will look out for yourself this morning.
I heard that.
I'll fix you the tastiest supper you ever saw.
That's not much consolation for right now.
No, it ain't.
Well, go get the soup and sardines and milk, and we'll see what we can do.
Well, ain't you going to help me?
I'm very awkward when it comes to cooking. I'd only be an old Butterfingers. You don't want me under your feet while you work, do you?
Oh, come on now, Gov. You're 3, bright and 21. You be setting the table while I get the can opener.
You like can soup, don't you?
Eat it?
Put it in a stew pan. Warm it up over the big burner until it's almost ready to boil, and then turn off the fire.
Follow those instructions, George.
Well, you gotta help me, Gov.
I'd only vex you with my clumsiness. Do like Mama says now and put the soup
You're
in the stew pan.
Are you, Vic?
Well, I'm gonna get the newspaper.
Newspaper's in the living room.
Fine.
Well, you stay where you are. I can't have you chomping over my material.
I won't step on your material.
You will, too. I gotta spread around just everywhere.
Well, how'll I get my newspaper, then?
You'll have to go out the back and walk around the house and in the front.
Oh, that's a dumb thing to do.
Well, what you want to read for anyway? Well, fix dinner for yourself.
Man breaks his back slaving away at the office all morning, then comes home to find nobody gives a doggone whiz. What's that?
Soup.
Not vegetable soup.
There wasn't any vegetable soup.
What kind's that?
Portuguese lima bean.
Oh, thunder.
Don't you like Portuguese lima bean soup?
Hate it worse than I hate a snake.
So do I.
Go see if there ain't a can of vegetable around on the shelf somewhere.
I know darn good and well there ain't. I'll go get the sardines, though.
Say.
Listen, I wish you fellas wouldn't bother me. I've got a million things to keep on my mind in here. Scrape yourselves up whatever there is, and tonight I'll give you the best supper you've had in a long time.
You said there was vegetable soup. There ain't any vegetable soup.
Sure there is. The can is right there by the sugar bowl.
Tell her we got that can. It's Portuguese lima bean.
What's he saying?
He says he's got that can. It's Portuguese lima bean soup.
Oh, is it? I thought it was vegetable.
It's Portuguese lima bean, and I hate Portuguese lima bean.
Oh, quit being such babies out there. one noontime in the world you could accommodate a person.
More tough luck, Gov.
What's the matter now?
I got the sardines, but the thing you open them with is missing.
Well, then what good are the sardines?
No good at all. George P. Thurston himself couldn't open sardines.
That's probably it. Mr. Ruber's calling up to say I'm fired.
Or the sheriff calling up to say you're going to be hung.
Seems like misfortune's coming great. Big cascade. I'll take it, please. Hello? Yes? Oh, hello, Ruthie. Just fine. Say, 1 second. For you.
Ruthie?
Yeah.
What?
I'm sitting on the floor in the dining room with dress material all around me and just couldn't possibly get out.
Ruthie, say it's fixing something. Can't come to the phone. No. Yeah, I believe she is.
Tell her I'm making a dress.
Mom says to tell her she's
Keep out of this, Sam. She's making a dress, Ruthie. What? I don't know. Say, is it that percale that you...
Percolator?
No, not percolator. Percale.
Oh, no. This is a little downtown dress, Ella. Wool crepe.
Bull what?
Bull nothing. Wool. W-O-O-L. Wool. Wool crepe.
Wool crepe, Gov.
It's wool crepe thing, Ruthie. Yeah.
With slop shoulders.
With slop shoulders.
Drop shoulders.
Drop shoulders.
Oh, Gov. Drop shoulders, I should have said, Ruthie. Yeah, I know I said slap shoulders. No, I don't believe I know. No.
Tell her I guess I will come talk to her.
What?
Tell her I guess I will come talk to her.
Tell her I guess I will come talk
to her.
Oh,
hold the wire, Ruthie. Say she guesses she will come talk to you. Yeah. Okay, just hold the wire. Holy smoke, what a business.
Let's get out of this.
Huh?
Let's beat it.
Where?
Downtown.
Rest?
Sure.
Little tiny petite pheasant feathered tea, Shepherd?
Any place.
I'm on.
Grab your straw hat.
Concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block.
Tell me, friends, what do you do when you have a problem?
Do you sit and hem and haw about it?
Or do you look it square in the face and then figure a way out?
Like the problem of rayon stockings. Now, you know how they bag and wrinkle. Well, have you figured a way out of that problem?
Millions of women have. Here's the answer. Nightly Ivory Flakes Care. My friends, if you wash your rayon stockings in Ivory Flakes every night, they'll fit much better. Look trim and neat. Really cling.
And let me tell you about the stocking strain test that were made. Rayons washed in Ivory Flakes were tested against rayons washed with the wrong kind of soap. And those washed in Ivory Flakes lasted twice as long.
Oh, friends, change to pure, mild Ivory Flakes. They're the flake form of baby's Ivory soap.
Sometimes your dealer may be out of them, but keep asking. He'll have more soon.
Remember, too, never wash your rayon dresses, housecoats, or slips the wrong way.
Always give them gentle Ivory Flakes care. You'll get up to twice the wear. Again tomorrow, join in the fun with Bacon Saved. Same time, same station. This is Ed Herlihy.
And Margaret MacDonald.
Saying good day for Ivory Flakes.
Critical for used fats. Don't slacken fat-saving habits. Used fats saved today become ammunition tomorrow. Save used fats. This is the National Broadcasting Company.